Time now for comments from our listeners. Daniel Stewart, who hears us on KUNM out of Albuquerque, caught our story on industrial hog farms. He says we failed to point out an obvious solution to the problem of hog manure. More than a century ago, he writes, American farmers were using anaerobic digesters to turn manure into clean-burning methane, that's natural gas, and pathogen-free compost. You quote Robert Kennedy Jr. as saying that industrial hog farms would have to pay tens of millions of dollars for sewage treatment plants for their operations. In fact, a state-of-the-art anaerobic digester could be put into operation for a tiny fraction of that amount. The resulting methane could be sold at a profit by the hog farms or used anywhere on the farm that gasoline or natural gas is now used. Recently, we ran an interview with Dr. Gina Solomon of the Natural Resources Defense Council about her study on the elevated diesel levels in school buses. It prompted WBEC's Chicago listener Barry Gardner to point out what he termed its numerous shortcomings and wondered why it merited our attention. A sample of four buses is so small, he writes. Dr. Solomon hasn't controlled her study for the manufacturer of the buses, the age of the exhaust system, the mileage of the buses, the maintenance program of that particular school district. The list goes on and on. And many of you had a strong response about the proposal in Maine to make cigarette butts redeemable for a nickel. Web browser Patty Albee writes, I'm tired of cleaning up after people who are inconsiderate enough to throw their trash on my lawn. But I feel that the appropriate response is to fine these people for littering instead of rewarding them for simply cleaning up after themselves. Mary Jane Newborn, on the other hand, likes the idea of the Maine deposit.
As a smoker and a recycler, you know, it would be great if I could go around and pick up cigarette butts, which I've picked up many times, just, you know, for litter removal. I compost my own.
Your comments light up our program. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. Our email address is letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at www.loe.org.